The former general secretary of the Chinese Communist Party has died. Zhao Ziyang was 85 years old. He had been ill for some time. Zhao was known as a leader who initiated bold economic reforms and also proposed political reforms. But when he embraced the pro-democracy demonstrators in Tiananmen Square in 1989, he was driven from power. NPR's Rob Gifford in Beijing has an obituary.
It has frequently been the fate of visionaries and reformers throughout Chinese history to end their days in ignominy and exile. Zhao Ziyang, who died in a hospital today in Beijing, managed to avoid the gulag, but he'd lived the last 15 years of his life under house arrest in a quiet street of central Beijing. He came to lead the Communist Party in 1986, when his predecessor, Hu Yaobang, was purged for being too liberal. Joseph Cheng of City University in Hong Kong says Zhao was a hugely important reformist figure in China's transition from Maoism.
Throughout the 1980s, he was seen as the architect of economic reforms. He was the designer, he was the force behind China's market reforms and especially in China's opening to the outside world. At the end of 1986, he became party secretary and he became involved in political reforms.
It was his commitment to those political reforms that would prove to be his downfall. When Hu Yaobang died suddenly in April 1989, students came out into Tiananmen Square praising Hu as a reformer and demanding political change. Faced with the emerging crisis, Zhao Ziyang openly endorsed what he called the students' rational demands, implicitly suggesting that criticism and dissent were normal political phenomena. The power struggle between Zhao and the hardliners in the leadership led by Deng Xiaoping and Li Peng was carried out behind closed doors, but culminated in Zhao's tearful visit to Tiananmen Square 2 weeks before the massacre to plead with the students to leave. Richard Baum is professor of political science at UCLA. He says Zhao has been all but erased from party history, and in the interim, China has focused on economic rather than political change.
We are now 15 years later. There has been a great deal of change in China in the economy. The students are no longer a restless and activist group. Most of them are busy developing careers, making money.
And that, says Baum, means there are unlikely to be demonstrations following Zhao Ziyang's death. The university campuses were quiet today after the official announcement. There was extra security at Tiananmen Square itself, but ordinary people around the square didn't seem in the mood to demonstrate. I was very young in 1989, says one young man, so I don't really know much about Zhao Ziyang, though I do know he helped to push forward China's economic reform. He was very close to the people, says this middle-aged man, but to be honest, we've forgotten him. We've forgotten all about him. Comments on websites and online bulletin boards were more forthcoming, but most of those in praise of Zhao were deleted immediately by China's strict online censors. Richard Baum says while demonstrations this time may be avoided, there are now growing calls for some kind of political reform in China. In fact, the very reforms that Zhao Ziyang proposed in the late 1980s.
The road to reform leads through Zhao Ziyang's proposals, and I think the sooner that they rehabilitate Zhao's record and his memory and his leadership, the sooner they'll be able to get on with the business of improving governance in China.
That may be the next big question for the party. As China reaches a crossroads in its reform process, with many more angry protests involving workers and peasants, if not intellectuals, will the new party leaders dare to pick up some of the policies that Zhao Ziyang proposed nearly 20 years ago? And can they do so without needing to reassess the Tiananmen Square protests that ended with the deaths of hundreds of protesters and the end of Zhao Ziyang's political career? Rob Gifford, NPR News, Beijing.